Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
As you've been hearing in the news, Donald Trump squared off against his presidential rival Kamala Harris overnight, and a few sparks flew. Much of the world holds its breath to see who will be in the White House from next year, but business leaders will also be watching to see who will be running France and Germany over the next 12 months. To pull these strands together, I'm joined by Michael O'Sullivan, who is the author of The Leveling and co-founder of Unio Wealth Managers. Good morning, Mike.
Joe, good morning. Lots of volatility in the political world this morning.
And in the business world watching on. Any thoughts about the debate overnight for those people who didn't stay up to watch it?
Yeah, I would summarize it, Joe, by saying it was emblematic of a divided America. More of the same from Trump. A couple of slightly worrying statements about immigrants, eating animals, nuclear war, which is a bit scary. The surprise was Kamala Harris, because she has so far not given many lengthy speeches. So she was very much under scrutiny. I thought she'd actually did quite well at how she presented her thought process. And even the way she needled Trump and also reacted to what he said. Mm. And she has definite policy vulnerabilities that he just didn't pick up on. And instead, he went for a series of quite predictable statements and insults.
Yeah. I watched some of the clips. I got up early to watch some of the clips. And yeah, she dangled the bait in front of him to talk about crowd size and, you know, immigrants eating dogs. And he fell for it every time.
He did. And he came across, I think, as you say, as being needled, as being petty. And she quite cleverly, I thought, played on the contrast between America having a future and the fact that he remained attached to the past. And I think that contrast actually worked quite well.
Yeah. Now let's move on. Europe is also looking on nervously. Which European nation is in a bigger pickle politically at the moment, France or Germany?
Well, Joe, as you know, I travel around a lot, and there is in my head there's a competition for most depressing economy, in Europe, and we just had the Draghi report. It's a long list. I personally think Germany is in a much worse place. In France, we've just had the Olympics, where France has shown that it can be the best at anything if it really puts its heart and mind to it. We've just come back now; people are back from holidays. Very few of the Parisian French elite attended the Olympics, which I think is a pity. We have a new prime minister who I think slightly ironically is probably better known in Ireland than France because of his work on Brexit.
And this is Michel Barnier. But he may not get elected. I mean, it's all to do with votes in Parliament, and he may not get the support.
Yeah, it's very complicated. So the process of his selection went on far too long. And I think the main takeaway from that is that process and the calling of the election has damaged Emmanuel Macron. Barnier is where he is because he will have the votes of Macron's party of the centre-right. And I suspect that Marine Le Pen's party will not vote against him because he will he'll make immigration security policy tighter. The big hurdle, and he's now in the process of putting together a cabinet, and that would be sort of a cabinet of unity of the centre-left and figures from the centre and the centre-right. The big hurdle is the budget. The EU has got France under review because it has a deficit of, say, I think it's closing in on 6%. Debt to GDP is 120%. So the 1st of October is the deadline for the budget. And I suspect that for various reasons, none of them to do with economics, his budget will be voted through and his government will survive possibly for the next year at least. And the game that's being played out behind the scenes is that everyone is now focusing on the next presidential election. And that's supposed to be in 2027. It could be earlier because the far left are very angry at Macron. The far right have always hated him. And then some figures from the centre, like Edouard Philippe, a former prime minister, has already declared his presidency. So that race is now kicking off. And I think for the sake of stability, the Barnier government will make it through October.
Okay. Well, who knows after that? Michael, thank you so much for joining us. That's Michael O'Sullivan, the author of The Leveling and co-founder of Unio Wealth Management.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.